So we met yesterday.
The dialogue and the process of the
and Thank you.
I feel like it might be because I feel like a lot of us on the scenes I've been for the process, it'd be easier for us to know your initial thoughts about the housing before we continue. Because I know we had a lot of us had a chance to talk about it last Tuesday and kind of come to an understanding or just kind of like more of a knowledge and like basis of what we were thinking. We understood more of what everyone was thinking. And I feel like, at least for me, I don't know how to present this as like, you want a POC housing, but what are the holds up? Like, what is it that you guys are concerned about? Why is it already not there? Just went through that. Like, I feel like these are more questions that we would rather have answered before we start getting into the reasons that we see are necessary. Because you start, and then you'll say something, and then you'll start again, and you'll say something. It's like this back is worth that you're not. Yes, you have to. I know, but like, the dialogue, like, we feel that, like, it's probably going to be near each other being like, we want to do this and have it. And then from there, there's going to be somewhere like, yes, and yes. I don't know, it makes more sense for us to stop. So last quarter, when we met with a bunch of POC for the normal group, we started talking about the idea of POC housing, mainly because at this community, we can't, as a group, we're smaller, this is a predominantly white school, And so when you go to your classroom, when you go to your residence hall, when you go anywhere, you can't avoid running into people who don't share the same experience that you have here. A lot of women of color in particular have been assaulted and have had a chance to kind of, I think, gain distrust of a lot of people on campus. And that's like the term I'm going to use. Like, I trusted Antioch and the safety and community of it for a long time. And then I received my note and instantly trusted it a lot less. In my hall, there was only one other person of color. And so when I got my note, there's only like, I saw it as a race issue because it wasn't just like I was the first person and just like incident to occur. Like, it's already happened before. And so I felt very, very unsafe in my hall. And even as an RA, it was just like the worst part. I should have been able to go into that hallway and be like, hello, residents of mine. This is like a fun time that we're having. And like, I should be able to like give you support as your like RA, and I can't give you any support. And I'm glad I would not be here because like there's no one for me to turn to, especially not another woman of color. And so that is why I found a lot of safety in like unity and like the woman of color case unit back in fall quarter, and that was the community that I wanted to build. And so upon talking to a couple of first years, last quarter, and so forth, it kind of stemmed more of a need for POC housing because they had, the first years when I came in, the students of color ended up taking in groups that were mostly of color. Like, I think for upperclassmen, they ended up being more split up and ended up having a lot more, like, closer friend groups that were, like, diverse in terms of, like, race. And they had, like, a lot of, like, white and non-white friends. But a lot of the, like, core, like, friend groups of the first years were people of color. And so if you have communities and, like, support systems that are mostly grown in the students of color, and there's nowhere to support that other than an IG group that meets a Tuesday at an off chance that's usually like a really good homework time and not a really great meeting time, then it really brings the question of the need to have a community and a space to bond that's not just like for safety and for having someone to rely on when you get a note or you have an incident where you're experiencing racism, as is what everyone experiences every day here, but it's also a chance to have fun and be like, this is the people that I want to hang out with, and these are the people that I want to cultivate myself and empower myself to be around. And I think it's easier to share your culture and your time and your effort in, like, I don't know, educating white students on why you can't actually go around touching someone's hair, which happened today. Like, this morning, someone touched my hair. I literally embraced it, like, 12 hours ago. So, like, just being able to go into my hallway and not have to be like, oh, wow, Melly, you changed your hair. Can I touch it? That happened at 7:30 this morning? Wasn't about it. POC housing is good. But I don't know. I'm just going to open it up that way. Is that acceptable for people? Yeah, and I guess logistically, which is probably a necessary thing to state, this hall is not a permanent being. Like, it's not a thing that ends up being in the second floor, south side, birth, every single quarter from summer onwards. It's something that can be on the third floor, north side, or west side? West side of north? The third floor, west side of north, or like one case unit, or two, or whatever is really the necessity or need for that quarter and for the students of color who requested that fall. And so it's always a matter of choice, and it's not something that's going to throw, in theory, their residential, like, reassignment into, like, a whole chaotic mess. And we really just want to, like, emphasize that, like Jasmine said, it is super not choice. And so when you start having an argument of, like, what about if you don't buy in and you're the only person of color who ends up being in this, like, mostly white hall because you don't want to join the student of color hall? That already happens now. Like, it's not really something that's particularly unusual or something that will cause for, like, undue stress because if that's the argument not to have it, it happens. But that's logistically what it is. Thank you.
Thank you.
I
Thank you. think this is also what goes into the other recommendations of like having a better support system behind events that may happen with safety. And this is outside like the hall in this kind of place, like having a better support system so that if something does happen, hopefully it's not, but if things were to happen, there's like a system in place that can better take care of it so that less of those kind of events and safety kind of things happen. And I think that the POC Hall has kind of been one of the steps. And that's kind of like you can't focus in the POC Hall just the way things are everything going on on campus in the climate industry. And the POC Hall is only one of the things. And there's many other things that need to be worked on in order for the POC Hall to be better and more have a better emplacement, I guess, in the community. So that's kind of where I'm coming from. So, yeah, here's the hard one.
I'm kind of reminded of the world of the student being held in front of the world. I want to start with the story because I feel like I really agree that there are really interesting ways people are here, but they have to explain myself in terms of the title of the I just wanted to completely understand this process, and because I didn't really feel like I don't feel like I have something to do, but like people are not understanding me. But on the other end, I feel like in having to be hard to be something to that level of like playing with how to deal with other things like that, and like dealing with people in the world and doesn't feel like they don't mind if they're things or whatnot, they have to feel like they're doing that.
Because
In terms of two things that you mentioned about isolating with it not being relevant, like not blending how to interact with things. In my mind, at least, you would still be in North and be invert and be living in this general space with other students that are people of color, but I think having that home, that space, would give you the opportunity to actually be able to thrive. Here as opposed to sometimes how I feel is just kind of just getting by sometimes. And I think I could speak from personal experience. So the first year I moved in, and there was, I saw another Indian student who moved, and I immediately threw it up because I was so excited that there was someone else that I could immediately connect to and not. I don't know, we didn't live close to each other. She was kind of on the other side of the dorm, but just being able to kind of meet up with really nice when you were coming to get a better sense of it reminded me of home and made me feel a lot better just kind of being here and feeling that support, even though I don't know what I'm saying. But I think I haven't personally experienced any aggressive behavior towards me outright or things that other people experience, but in the sense of community and something that I really feel like I might need to be the best student that I could be here, which is why I'm here in the first place. This would be really helpful.
I don't have to answer to that person. So then, like, what's the real issue? Like, they're just going to be really at home. Just like a person who's really, really, really needs. We have to do that in a number of ways. When I'm doing this, this is doing something by saying that we need to talk to them, we need to bring them to me, doesn't help that school to be like, right now, this is what I need. So, I'm graduating, but I'm still like thinking about what happens to these students who don't think that they have the energy to actually prove to them. You know, so, I am for. I'm for like I'm for helping those people who feel like violence is a waste of funds. Because the violence, people use violence because they assume that you want them to know. So it's time for healing that too. But saying that you're trying to help those who are being around by not helping you do it too, it's not really an answer to the people who do actually need that. They're like,
I'm hearing a lot of stuff, and people are Instead, he was like, "If you go down, then you can go to the door." And he's like,
He said there are some things in Rolo, which is why people need the space, and you fear that the reason why people are hesitant to appear to this is because people feel that we are kind of separate, or we are just continuing to do that. My only concern is the safety of being like organized and the more safe and having maybe a tax of $1 million, somebody who I love to do, like, comes into that space, you know, and it has all of us. And that's literally my only, one of my only concerns, other than how do I have to deal with the most freedom of stuff and things and things. Like, other than that, like, I don't think that's what happened here, but, like, I worry about the safety and that protection, you know.
and to community that and we've talked about and Jennifer has said some of the things to go in that to come together, right? So I think there's and these are all out there. And I will talk about, you know, that this is a long historical and I think that the reason is that there's some kind of other types of things that are going to happen. I think that the really good complexity is around the dialogue. It's around the fact that even if everyone in this room were in absolute agreement, and you don't know what everyone is yet, that we know based on just all the pieces that we must be prepared for, that there's a lot of people out there throughout the history of Antioch, even as progressive as Antioch's history has always been, and within our community, and within the larger community, who hold a lot of this story, to make a lot of ways of thinking, to act from a lot of those perspectives. And without a lot of conversation, how do we avoid a perception for example that the board meeting, and I don't know how many of you are able to attend the board meeting that you have right after the CRC recommendation, but the members of the board of trustees and the alumni board talked about different iterations of Antioch really without TLC housing and issues and questions related to that. And so that's close to their experience. And they're going to think about these things. And so I come from a community organizing standpoint. And I think about less about what the outcome of the people who are trying to get the outcome of it, the outcome, but think about how do we facilitate a conversation that really helps everyone understand and buy in to the reasons that we have to not feel like people are suffering themselves, or that mental health is feeling control, or there's always going to be things that are security, that are often better supports that we can address the life of the world, or for people that are concerned.
I so like I think it's an Octavia you brought it up that we were all together for the first time. I think like the first call I went to when they saw me they were like, oh, like we thought you were Mexican. Because you know my last name is Gonzalez, so I'm not in Mexican but I went to, but you know, I thought like maybe philosophically or whatever, like in my head, when I first got So, I feel like philosophically, like, I have my own thoughts, but that doesn't mean to, like, get in the way of what I'm doing. So, like, you know, I mean, I think I'm, like, my thoughts and, like, you know, so I don't really think it should be up to, you know, like the board to choose or the alumni board to say what they think others should mean. But I don't feel like, it's not that like even like adult, like we had a long conversation on Tuesday night and like, you know, I shared like my feelings or whatever, but like those are just many things. And like that's cool, but like that doesn't need to come in the way of like other people's happiness or like feelings on this campus. So I think, I also think, as a child, you shouldn't decide, and I know it's, like, difficult in terms of, like, finances and also, telling my kids that, like, you're, like, when you're on board to choose, right? So, like, where to choose literally going to college. So, it's difficult because you want to, like, balance and want to make everyone happy, but, like, not everyone's going to be happy, and then also we're in, like, a really intense time where, like, accreditation is coming up. So there's, like, all these fears of, like, what is it going to look like, and then, you know, and then what, because that's going to happen in higher ed. Like, I think, like, you can't stand up with the effect of the world is conversation, but I think, as an institution, I definitely don't want to be a college that makes decisions based on how we will look to others. And I think that if we don't, like, I think we're also assuming what is going to happen. And I think that's really dangerous. And I'm definitely saying this. And I'm someone from the ones where they don't really like to talk about things that I just really upset. I definitely don't know everything. And so I feel like we also shouldn't assume what this outcome will be. We don't know, because it could be like really amazing. And like, we missed an opportunity because of how I felt. Which doesn't make any sense. Even though it's not a lot of things, like whatever community I'm in, I'm like, this is the place. And my experience is like completely different. You know, and like, you know, my sisters were all like, my older sister's Dominican, my sister always said the big birds, and then looking at them with my mentor, and so, you know, my whole family. It's weird. So, I don't know. I just feel like I can have my opinion, and my culture, and my older sister's my opinion, but I just want to say, and then I have other
sisters. I don't know. Okay. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it.
And living around the
And then I said my own internal. So, well, So, I was in a coffee shop with my friends from Dayton, and I was like, and he's like, oh, okay. And then also, some of the things that happened were on my story. So, like, Dayton was very busting me. So, they say Gabby and Anna sometimes have come out and, they say, we'll see some answers. So, you know, it's not that I'm sorry that, like, I definitely had concerns. So my concerns were similar, like, to Nzinga, actually, if you're more local, if you would not make it actually easier to target because everyone knows where you are. And that was a concern. Then I had the concern of all white calls, which kind of terrified me a little bit. But then, of course, my saying, well, that's already happening. I mean, most of the halls that I've been in RAM have actually been very diverse, and how diverse to that. But, like, I tend to have, like, even with the first year, there's mostly, like, people of color, young and but, so those are, like, my initial thoughts, of, like, segregation, and, like, I did have that, honestly. And I felt like, what if a POC person wanted to go in with the right person? Now are they, you know, going to be alone or always all? Like that also scared me, and will that person feel like they're not really a part of POC because they've chosen to not be on that call? And then, you know, I had some, like, questions about my own identity, because my experience is very different, and I need to recognize that too. And then I had many dialogues with people. And actually, today, like, I was taking notes, like, not because I was, like, debating. I was just, like, taking notes in the duration of the process. And now I've, like, kind of, and I had a conversation with someone, and I was like, but just because your POC doesn't necessarily mean that you can align with it. You know, and it doesn't necessarily mean that, like, you can relate, because there's so many various experiences, even as I'm doing a Christian college. So the idea of, like, well, if you're facing ISIS, you just thought we have the same experience is really not true. And so I was worried that that was kind of the reason why. And so I was like, well, I'm fine to do that. I mean, I think I'm sure it's but then, you know, my son was telling me, like, right, but they really don't want to do this consistent. And so, like, there are other problems that we can face that, like, don't need to involve waking up to, like, some of the things that I hear, like, you know, something super racist. And then I think it was like, tell you, when we were all put together, I think that was racist. Like, when we were all put in one group, I was like, really? They put all these annotations in one group? Like, that is so racist. Because I think, like, first of all, it doesn't even mean that I know what, like, I tell you has been through, and I tell you doesn't know what I've been through. And then now, like, listening to everyone and their experiences and, like, the idea of the choice and the need, I think it's, I have changed my perspective. And that doesn't necessarily mean that I don't have concerns or I don't have questions. And I think we all have those, and I think those are important. But I think there's plenty of places that you can actually know and accept. And I can have my own feelings, and that's okay. And I would rather support something that people need and have something need than block it because of my philosophical or ideological viewpoint, because that is so small. So I think. I think everyone has a potential for change, and I have the sense that there are a lot of people that can be going on with the case.
I was wondering if the comment, I thought that was just like a deal to kind of expand a little bit on why the Committee for Housing was elected in the beginning of this month, it was, yeah. If you can just, like, go a little bit more into detail about the reasons behind it.
So we really get the community that it's just something to go back.
question not only what you, but what the larger community is going to be saying and the future says. Everything has been good. That's the first thing. And second, I would say, well, to make sure that we were honoring other goals that we're doing.
Separate from the two, because they're still here,
which is partly yes, but that's not the only thing that I'm doing. I'm hearing the word that's coming up really sensitive. Really sensitive for what you need. Step out of something hard, pressing, and really find it. But the first question is just, what do you imagine that people who know how to do things are thinking about the situation that they're concerned?
Draw this before they find the colors and I'm feeling like, oh, this it makes me just think about the more general parallel between studying alumni's vision of what the college should be versus how they do what the college should be. And as Maya was saying earlier about the difference between so-called old area up to this area versus the new area, and even 2 or 4 years, there's all sorts of things that and observe that there can be that tension, whether it's from grading the DOC or something else regarding that, and you're getting that type of thing. There's always some mystery with this certain alumni, not all alumni, but certain alumni who have a different vision for what college normally should be. And that answer is kind of sad because I can sympathize that way for some people, but some people can be very nostalgic about, you know, people and stuff. But then at the same time, is neither what they're ending up with before or what they felt what they were up to. And of course, I'm saying this all on my head, I'm saying this very few, but this is what I could get from my experience. What I see is the process of these kids, what they're up to, and what they're up to. So, I'm here to listen and to listen. The community has to resolve, and however the community resolves it,
I just wanted to say, and I'm not sure it's a concern that the Board of Trustees or the Alumni Board necessarily have, but they really should, is in terms of retention. As, like, the number of, like, students of color increase and the fact that you're now kind of actually at college, the expectations of students coming in has changed. And so even though the, like, current fourth, third, and second years have a, like, certain amount of, like, grit and resilience to deal with the fact that Antioch is the way it is, that can't be said for the classes that are incoming and the ones that are going to continue to come into the school. And as we saw from the first years, it's very clear that if they don't have support systems, they will be the faculty are paying for the education that we currently have. And I know that one of the biggest support systems that I found when I came in was the students of color who already existed. Like, they were able to be like, Antioch is this, like, place that, like, you know, has its problems, will be here for you, and if you need help, and blah, blah, blah. They took me in, and I was like, great. And then last quarter, talking to some of the students of color, and they were kind of like, why should we stay here? And I spent such a long time trying to, like, give excuses as to why you should stay here, and I still couldn't find them. Like, I allowed a lot of my really good friends from that year to decide that they were going to leave, and they're not coming back. And so I would be seriously concerned if we don't make the students of color that are already here feel comfortable and not leave. But your student of color population in 4 years, and 2 years, and a year from now, it's going to be so low. It's going to be hard to, like, attract that kind of diversity again and sustain it. So even if you start talking about segregation or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, or any concern that you have, that should really be the number one concern, because you can't just keep bringing them in only to have them leave at the rate that they're going. And I wouldn't put it just off like, oh yeah, the future students will have this kind of view, blah, 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 and like we can build this community for future Ethiopians. And I know that we all in this room are committed to it. That's why we have so many fourth years here who aren't going to even be here to experience it, but they're able to put their voices in. They're willing to fight a good fight for the future Ethiopians. And I'm willing to do that too, but I still have 2 years here. Like, I don't want to spend the next 2 years here fighting for the people who are going to benefit from the hard work. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not that selfish. Like, selfless? Selfless. I'm pretty selfish. But yeah, I would just, that's a consideration that I'm not sure we really talk about enough. And this was something that I'm glad that you're taking time to be proactive and, like, really concerned and dedicated to, like, the solution. But I can't take my whole entire experience here where I don't see any, like, feedback, any resolution to it, and your voice, like, yeah, Antioch is committed to this issue and is going to, like, work on this problem. Like, it can't take forever and ever and ever. And I also think experimentation, we're an experiment. That is, like, what Antioch is, where we're talking about innovation and ideas and how we're just going to build up all of this stuff. And I feel like this could be an experiment on its own. Like, we're not saying the first implementation has to be the permanent, this is how we're going to do it from this point onwards. We're just saying we're going to give it a try and build support now so that way we can build up all of these other support systems and become a community that can sustain it with or without the Pearson Hall. But right now, the Pearson Hall is a solution that's going to hold and sustain our population long enough for there to be actual resolution. So that's my thing.
You said it all. Talk about the interactive present versus the interactive future. It's not as good as some
topic, right? So what I was getting at before is some people's responsibility is to help us think about what Antioch of the present is that preserves the possibility of an Antioch in the future that can also address the needs of other people that are specifically going to come after us. So we have that response. I think that's one of the responsibilities that communities have. The answer, but I think that's what the process of the dialogue and the government is supposed to work out. So if the proposition comes forward, there's going to be that before the wider state in there. I think that's an interesting interpretation of what you said. But no, it's okay, because I think that's probably generally what we should do that. It's like, well, we're not going to do it now, therefore we're not going to do it. What it seems to me, you should also know, is okay, we have, if everybody is voted, right? Everybody votes rotating, but one person keeps their eye open, everybody else covers their eyes and raises their hand if people are for or against, and have them to do it. Let's say everybody in the room is for this. Would that mean we should move forward to the higher power for the government? Or does that mean we have a sense that there is a significant block of people on one side that see this as something that we want to trust? And then what will we vote for? Is are there forums that we need the forums to vote in? I understand that. And I understand that we can't take making decisions for people who are here now, can't take 4 years or 6 months. But we need to have a process so that when we look back on the decision that we made, we can say, okay, that wasn't the right decision necessarily looking back, but we had a process. Open our process up and people have an opportunity to voice their ideas, to make it a better idea, to critique it and make it a better idea, and then we will find that we're not in some kind of diversity. And it's not about perception, it's about new and better ways. So, I only have time because I want to make sure that we do spend some time talking about what happens next. And what is the time, what is the realistic time frame for getting to building something that could work?
I just wanted to talk about what you talked about the latest experience as far as that you thought it was good enough to us and something came out of it. But what we thought was that we understand that this is coming up from your tie up position and there's other inputs not necessarily that we're feeling with other people. But a really good decision is kind of really making decisions. And you really just have the opportunity to talk to them and tell them how you feel about this issue, and you feel like they might be more valuable coming from students, how you feel about this issue as a group. And so, really getting the opportunity to talk to board members, to talk to donors, to talk to people, that's something we really wanted the opportunity to do. It's great if we can do it as well, you know, so if you can help us and we can do it as well. You'll know that who are we supposed to be talking to, who we need to help change the number. We can do this together, that would be, I think, the ideal situation.
I think that would be really effective. But I want to clarify, while there are board members, about this,
know, I just want to get out of the place, which is like, you know, you have to be a kind of empathy. first of all, it's not always been true for the way that you can think of one thing to do well. Reflect back on how it took me to learn. But then, what do you think of the that was my initial fear of expression.
So you pose the question, next steps, and like what should that look like? And I wonder if that would look like another meeting in a month, or if that would look like emailing correspondence and seeing if individually, as in like y'all, not like each person. Anyway, if that would look like discussion between the groups and kind of just like going. Because meetings suck, and no one really, like you said, no one really wants more meetings. If we could just dialogue more about, like, if we wanted to make this a community meeting, or not really this quarter, because, anyway, a community meeting type situation, or a Friday forum type situation, or just kind of a panel, but I feel like the next step, we would like to know where the community is at in regards to POC housing, because that seems to be the question that you're asking, and if we're just waiting for community input before making a decision, I guess it was, like, the question is the decision coming from the president's staff? Like, is that the person who's going to inform the community that the decision has been made, and how are we, like, translating or communicating that to the POC students? So, does that make any sense? The question was, we'd be down for whatever, I think, because we really want to be engaged with dialogue and discussion, and we felt very kind of left out in the past couple of weeks, and so I think we'd be open to whatever kind of dialogue is necessary in order to not only present our opinions forward and make sure that people understand where we're coming from and that we're not trying to be a certain type of way, but we're really just doing this for us and to build community and support amongst ourselves. And so it's really up to you what that would look like, because y'all are the busy ones. Yeah, but you have more strength. More.
I'm always wanting to be nicer.
what are the roles and responsibilities that you have? And you're just feeling, even if it's short governance, you're just still trying to make decisions and start to develop it, you still have to be yourself. And your job is to be in your situation and to be the best possible position. And that's a really particularly convenient job. My job isn't, my job relates to that, and I'm creating the resources and the possibilities in order to do it. And as I spoke before, that's what I've done collaborating about, bringing the resources, the possibility that powers can get stronger, and to do that even better, and maybe from your experience, make sure that there is. So I'm really aware of my job, what it is, and I suggest to you is to continue to work together with this. We can get to a decision, and with that decision will reflect the best thinking. That would be a big decision. Even if it turned out ultimately that the decision itself is something that or if it came with somebody said, maybe it wouldn't be necessary. I think there's a lot more to this than I can talk about. The pedagogical part is that this college is going to do. And if you referenced it in the script of the future, there were people who said about, how do you learn to cross cultures? How do you learn to be the people that are like you? How do you learn to be with people who aren't like you, work with people who aren't like you, sometimes to be with people and work with them and people that you don't like? Because that's what the people that you don't like about going to war with them, that marginalizing them. So I think you can do it in the way, but the mechanism that you have to do is the last thing is to go to war. You can do it in the way, you can write. Proposition that goes out to the community that can fulfill the past performance back, explaining, casting, with the dialogue is yielded, right, in terms of thinking, and then you can hold that. So if you like comments from your testers, you like comments from your alumni, board, and your larger alumni, you like comments from your community meeting, that is designed to really elicit more dialogue, not just make a presentation, but to certain interactions that allow the community to support a decision. I mean, we're not going to ask for it. I don't feel we're going to do that. My job is actually to listen to the community and to make a decision.
So we were going to write a letter for an article, an essay for The Independent, which is how we were going to talk to the Dems and things. And of course, we were very willing, as we just said, to contact the Board of Trustees or the Board of Alumni and write an email letter to them or whatever. Like, we're really quite open, and we just don't fully understand what the next step is. The ball isn't in our court anymore. It's definitely in y'all's court, which is what I was trying to get at. Like, what do we need to do from this point? Like, do you need us to write a letter to help y'all with the reconstruction? Because, as you said, it isn't a POC youth-driven initiative anymore. It's something that the institution has taken up. And so we want to know what y'all's next step is. Like, that's, like, the question being posed to us, we don't know how to answer it because it's not, like, it's not our question. It's not our game. Yes. And so we still don't, I don't think we fully understand how we would get from this meeting to you sending out an email saying POC housing has been approved or it's going to be created. Like, I don't know if someone else saw it, but I don't think we fully understand.
I think I'm going to take a decision on this one. I could have made a little decision on this one. I don't think that at this point, the decision that I'm going to take a decision for a long time to change the decision. I'm saying that that process has to be.
Thank you.
their identity.
I think the process is getting done now with the proposal over the advocacy base now to the people who have wider communities. That's how that process. And then, and if you can be doing that, the right compelling piece, it can also be shared with the board. That's right.
I support the dialogue. I'm not against dialogue. I'm not against, like, involving the community and all of that. I'm not against that, and that's not what I want to say with this question. I guess I was thinking about it, and I feel like all of the other recommendations, or the two recommendations, and the first two were the ones that we're talking about now, and then the last eight have went through or have been approved and been worked on. And this conversation is not happening around. It's not happening around those other eight recommendations. But I approve and I agree, but all of these steps are happening, and all of these other tasks need to happen for these two recommendations. And it's like, why? I understand why, but like,
people of color, different staff.
So those are two things that won't even on the recommendation list that we'll be that we're going to do. And the other things are all in the real action of the strategic plan. So it's easy to say yes, you know, because we've already agreed to the end, and we agreed to take up. The last point seems to be not to be saying anything because they didn't have a class here in the residence. Well, I don't know. We only had to answer a lot of the other questions.
I because this is raised and people have been saying segregations, I guess my concern then is in that instance, do those need to be county heads or how many POC they can mix within the population on campus? And I guess that's just my concern, like everything else since you've said has been approved because it's in line with strategic plan. So it's in line with that and everything is like it's something that everyone's on board because it's in line with that. So then does having POC in whole not totally with that plan, does it then again it's like just having POC in like different bodies and different communities, is that how we consider diversity to be? I guess it's what I'm looking at.
I'm willing to have this opinion.